Blog Talk Radio.
With our Align for Life podcast series, there's just so many different directions we can take our conversations. We obviously talk a lot about things that are happening in the school each week when we get together and have these conversations. We also take a look at alumni activities. We focus on faculty. And from time to time, we also like to take a look at things that are happening for prospective students, people who will become Lions down the road. And that's what we'll do today as we prepare a little bit for the upcoming entrance exam. And my goodness, this will be for the class of 2024. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And joining me today will be Christine Bremner, the enrollment director, and Patrick Gager, the enrollment assistant director at St. Vider High School. So first of all, thanks to both of you for being here. It's hard to believe it's this time of year already, but I'm glad you took the time to join me. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jim.
So, you know, the entrance exam is something that we'll learn about today, but it comes on the heels of the annual open house, which took place a couple weekends ago. Can you give me a quick recap of how that went and what sort of activity you saw during the open house?
Sure. We had open house on both Sunday and Monday, and we had hundreds of kids come through with their families on both days. They were able to receive a personalized tour with some of our students. They were able to meet with heads of the department, clubs, moderators, coaches. They were able to see the facility, you know, basically every room and every floor of the facility. We even had parent ambassadors stationed throughout the school, so I think all questions will be able to been answered by any prospective student or their parents.
And the open house is designed to sort of share information with not only 8th grade students, but even 5th, 6th, 7th graders who might be thinking about high school. But the entrance exam that we'll talk about today is a little more specific and requires a bit more commitment. So when we look ahead to the entrance exam, we'll get some details about it, but who should be thinking about taking this exam? I mean, is there a specific group that really ought to have this on their radar now?
So the only people that can take the test, Jim, are 8th graders. You have to be a current 8th grader in order to take the test. Yeah, no 7th or 6th graders are actually allowed to take it, so only 8th graders.
And is this sort of a I don't want to say a commitment to attend St. Vider, but if there is an interest in St. Vider, is this a required step?
This is a required step if you're interested, but by no means is it committing you to anything. Basically, the timeline is come take the test on Saturday, December 7th. We will then send out our acceptance letters the end of January, and then we'll start our registration process by choosing classes for the next class, not until February. So this is, I guess, basically step one in the enrollment process of truly becoming a candidate for the class of 2024.
And give me some of the specifics, if you would, about the exam itself. You mentioned December 7th. Is it a morning session? Is it all one sitting? You know, what are some of the specifics about the scheduling itself?
Sure. The test begins at 8 a.m., so we're going to ask students to arrive between 7:30 and 7:45. All registration will take place online, and that online registration begins Friday, November 22nd. So the day of the test is pretty simple. The students just need to bring some number 2 pencils. There's a parent release form that has to be signed and printed and brought the day of the test, but everything else is going to be done online this year. So payment will be done online, and all of the necessary registration information will be done online.
And would that all be found at stvider.com?
Exactly, under our admissions page.
Okay. So let's talk about the exam itself. You know, what takes place? You mentioned bringing a couple of pencils. What type of testing is it? Does it cover various topics? How long does it take?
Sure. The test is the high school placement test known as HSPT, and all Catholic high schools will be taking the test that day. So it covers 5 areas. It does a verbal skills and quantitative skills, and then it goes into reading, math, and language. The test usually is done in about 3 hours, so I would say from about 8 to 11, possibly 11:30 is when most of the students finish the test. It is completely Scandron, which is why the number 2 pencil, so they'll be filling in their little bubbles.
Now, I want to go back to something I heard there. You mentioned that, if I heard you correctly, that all Catholic schools take the test, same day and time. And I know you have students that are considering, you know, several schools. Does it matter where they take the test on that day?
Yes and no. What we tried to say is take the test at your first choice school. So hopefully by December 7th, you have a first choice school. But if for some reason due to location or time commitment, you need to take the test, you know, somewhere else, maybe possibly a school that's closer to your home, you can go ahead and do that, and you can still attend St. Vita High School by having those test scores then electronically sent to us.
And then let's talk about what happens after the test. So Scantron process, there's some scoring that takes place. What is the data from the test tell us? You mentioned acceptance. So first of all, it's an acceptance requirement. And then how does it help shape future curriculum for the students?
So we really try to tell our students that it's not so much of an entrance exam as it is a placement exam. It allows us to come up with a schedule that we'll share with students in February when they come with their parents to register, so that we use the data from the exam to hopefully best place the students in the right level courses, using the data from the exams. But we do have a dialogue with parents and students when they come in to register so that they have time to review their test scores and time to see what level courses we recommend that they take here at St. Vita.
We're chatting with the enrollment team at St. Vita on the Align for Life podcast today. Christine Bremner and Patrick Giger are here. We're kind of getting a little rundown on the upcoming entrance exam for class of 2024, some of the information. And as Christine mentioned, stvita.com is the place to go for more information. The enrollment or admissions page there will give that information. tell me a little bit about what you expect from the students when they walk in, or what I guess what the students should expect. I'm sure this is a bit of a nervous moment for them. They're a little concerned as they walk in. What can they do to help prepare themselves to have a good test-taking experience?
So we have Patrick will organize some student ambassadors. I don't know, Patrick, if you want to talk a little bit about that. But we'll have some student ambassadors here greeting the students to ease any anxiety that they may have. Other than, you know, getting a good night's sleep and make sure that they eat a decent breakfast, there's really no need to have any anxiety or pressure for this test. Like I mentioned earlier, it's more of a placement exam than it is an entrance exam.
Yeah, and like most of our events where we are having future lines in the building, we have our current students here to help them around the building, maybe even answer some questions that those students might have in the morning if they are, you know, maybe a little bit nervous or timid. They kind of, you know, definitely ease them into it and talk about their own experiences with the entrance exam. We do have some stuff in our cafeteria for the parents as well when they arrive, some hospitality for them to go and talk to our principal and possibly our president, Brian Liedlich, will be there as well just to, you know, kind of answer those nitty-gritty questions that they have about enrollment and after the test. So it's really kind of a nice little ease into what could maybe be a little bit of a nerve-wracking day for some of those kids.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Patrick. You mentioned parents there, and I was going to ask, is this something where parents should just simply plan on dropping the kids off and picking them up? But it sounds like there's at least an opportunity, an option, if parents want to kind of come in and get to know the school a little bit on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be there to answer questions. Again, we'll have our principal, Ms. Karen Love, there too to kind of greet the parents. And then I believe the marketplace, the bookstore, might even be open as well for some of those parents if they want to get some St. Vita apparel during that time, or look at what the uniforms will be for the students for the following year. Just really kind of a nice laid-back atmosphere to just have some coffee, kind of, you know, mingle around and just get any of those last-minute questions that they might have answered.
One of the things that we just don't get enough time to talk about in the podcast to date, and hope to do that more in the future, is the Scanlon Center at St. Vita, which allows students who need some additional support in academics to get that through assisted learning. I am sure that there are many students who come in who have whether it's specialized education plans in their eighth grade location now, or test-taking concerns. What about people who have those additional needs? Can they be addressed for the entrance exam?
Yeah, in fact, Mrs. Erica Fuja, who is the director of the Scanlon Center, has already reached out to the schools requesting accommodation forms to be turned into her by the end of this week, November 15th. That enables her to review all of the documentation and make sure that each student has the proper accommodations for the exam.
And then you had also mentioned the process that follows. So give us a little bit more on that timeline, Christine, if you would, in terms of when the acceptance letters go out and then how students will start to get information about registration once they want to start looking forward to starting school in the fall.
Right. So the first date is this Friday would be the accommodation forms due to Mrs. Erica Fuja. And then starting Friday, November 22nd, registration for the entrance exam will begin. That will last for 2 weeks. The entrance exam is Saturday, December 7th. And then we will send out our acceptance letters by January 31st, the last week of January. And we'll start having families come in to register with in-house meetings near the end of February. So December 7th is kind of the kickoff to it, and then a little bit in January, again in February, and then by April, most kids have their classes, you know, pretty well set. We have placement finalized. We might even bring a couple of the kids in for further math placement or language, foreign language placement, so that by mid-April, our schedules are pretty good.
Well, before I let you go, if anybody has further questions, obviously the website, we want to point them there, but anything else that they might want to talk about, is there a best way to get in touch with you to make sure they get all their questions answered?
Sure. They can call the school line at 847-392-4050, and they can ask for either Patrick or myself in the enrollment department, and we'd be happy to help them. Phone call, they can email us. Our emails are both on the website as well, and we have a freshman admission section on our website as well.
Well, a big day coming up, December 7th, for the entrance exam for the class of 2024 at St. Vider High School. I want to thank Christine Bremner and Patrick Giger for being with me today, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing more from them. But, again, please check out all the information at stvider.com. And while you're there, you can always find more of our discussions here on Align for Life podcast and continue to follow us and follow the school on the various Twitter and social media accounts that you can also find on the website, get linked up, and stay connected. Thanks very much for listening today.